This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Recently, I mentioned the name Shane Pruitt on my radio program, and it reminded me of his book that we talked about a few years ago. You know, we live in a world devoid of much common sense, and so it's worth mentioning his book, Nine Common Lies Christians Believe. You've heard most of them before. They're little phrases and one-liners that people say to encourage you. You might be going through some tough struggles, and they remind you, God won't give you more than you can handle. At a funeral for a child, someone will likely say, well, God gained another angel. And of course, there are millions of people who believe that God just wants you happy and that you need to believe in yourself. Well, Shane Pruitt wrote about these common lies because of his own experience. When his wife and he adopted a disabled child from Uganda, they faced numerous surgeries for him and major emotional challenges. That is why his first chapter addresses the lie that God won't give you more than you can handle. He takes on the misunderstanding both with personal examples and sound biblical interpretation. Some of the lies we believe have been challenged in society. Common lie number 5 says that you must follow your heart. Mike Rowe is known for his work on such TV programs as Dirty Jobs and Returning the Favor. No doubt you have seen his YouTube videos or TED Talks about how we are doing such a disservice to so many young people by telling them merely to follow their heart. Shane also addresses some important theological errors. Common lie number 6 is, God doesn't really care. And common lie number 8, I don't think God likes me. He hears these comments not only in this country, but even when he has traveled to Africa. So you might get a copy of his book because we need to reject these lies and embrace God's truth on these issues. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.